welcome to this Sunday morning meeting podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Today's message is by Paul Abel.
Listen, I've got some things here that I wrote down that God saved to me this morning. I was thinking about this prayer and this fasting and, you know, why are we doing it, Lord? And obviously I said I will do some teaching next week, which I'm going to do. But there's this question, well, why are we doing it? And God gave me a very unexpected answer. Because I was, you know, obviously you're doing it to seek first the kingdom of God. That's there at the top of the list. That's what you're doing. You're saying no to self, yes to God. Okay? I like food. I don't know about you. I love food and I like a lot of drink. Oh, no, that didn't come out quite right. No, I didn't mean like that. I like my tea and my coffee. I don't mind wine. I do like wine, but not a lot of wine. That's not a good plan. That's not a godly plan. But I like all these things. So why would I want to say I'm not going to do that today or 3 days in a row? Because I want to know to myself that I'm saying yes to God. But then God gave me this different list. I just wrote it down as he gave it to me. And I want to share it with you. And it sort of comes out of a context of, you know how, and it's great to hear stories of things happening in other places, isn't it? We've been promoting that book by Karen Wheaton's daughter from the Ramp Church, because at Faith Camp, we were really excited by what's happening in the Ramp Church. We get excited in what God's doing in other churches, even in our town. But, and sometimes that can even translate into a, you know, oh, I wish I could be part of that. And God just gave this list to me, and he gave me this as the title for the list. I want to see if you agree with me on this one. And it's just, it was just about getting excited about church, a church. And it's just, the list is called, I Know of a Church. Okay? I want you to listen to what God's given to me. And if you agree with me, let's hear some yeses and amens and fantastics or whatever out there. But I know of a church where Jesus is put first because they want to glorify God. Yeah, we'll go with that one. I wouldn't want to be part of that. I know of a church that seeks first the kingdom of God. I know a church where God has given the word of God to them in the Bible, is revealed in Jesus, and that is their basis for the authority of what they do. Amen? We don't take modern culture as our guide to how we should live. We take the word of God. Oh, no, sorry, I know of a church that does that. I know of a church that's growing with new people. I know of a church that is seeing many new Christians. I know of a church that two weeks ago, it was so exciting, they were doing baptisms in the sea. 11 people got baptized. I know of a church where the worship has received international recognition from major leaders as significant in the world. How on earth that happens, I don't know, but it has. That sounds like an exciting place to be. I know of a church where they believe worship is a time for meeting with God. It's not just singing. It's not just getting ready for the word. It's not just to occupy some time. But in this church, they believe that they can meet with God, even when the pastor gets them dancing and doing dance stuff. I believe in a church, or I know of a church rather, which is open all week. But it's not just open, drafty. It's open and it's full of people from that local community. That sounds a good place. I know a church where miracles happen. I know a church where people have been healed and healings are still happening. I know of a church where the power of God is present to see all these things. I know of a church where people's prayers are answered. I know of a church where the people pray together. You know, they don't just wait for an official meeting. They just get on and do it. Yeah, I know a church where they dare to dream. Bit of a giveaway, that one. I know a church where there's an awesome team of active people just getting involved in all sorts of stuff. I know of a church that believes in their local community. I know of a church that believes they are community, they are family. I know of a church where great love is shared amongst the people. I know of a church where you hear a lot of laughing and sometimes crying. Yeah. I know of a church that doesn't always get it right and makes mistakes. I know of a church that knows we need to get better. I know of a church where we're learning and we're on a journey together. I know of a church where the preaching changes lives.
I know of a church that is having a significant effect in the local community, so much so that county council, the borough council, the police, children in need, local housing groups have actually put money into what they're doing. Isn't that incredible? This sounds like a happening place. I would like to be part of something like this. I know of a church that is full of children and young people. We just saw them today. I know of a church that there is amazing children and youth ministries happening, not just on a Sunday, but all round the clock. I know of a church that is effective in making a difference in their local community. I know of a church that has a fabulous building that was given to them by God. And do you know what? It used to be a bar, a club, a snooker hall. And it's right on the high street in the town centre, near the town hall, opposite Marks and Spencer's. How middle class can you get? I know of a church that is in high demand by local people because of its parent and toddler group. Yeah, I know of a church that doesn't refer to the local meetings in houses as home groups, but as house churches, because it's not something less. We believe what people are doing there is just as important, just as anointing, just as powerful as when we're all together. It's just different. I know of a church that believes in people. Not just Jesus, but people, that they're worthwhile, that they're precious, that they're to be honoured. I know of a church that believes in one church. They don't think they're the only thing happening. They know there's loads of things happening. But there's only one church in Scarborough. In fact, there's only one church. I know of a church that what they're about is about hearing God and then doing it. Oh yeah, we kind of did that today. That's cool. I know of a church that opened 5 years ago, a brand new building with no loans whatsoever. Because God had provided everything. Isn't that amazing? I was just saying to Dan this week, you realize we spent about £70,000 to £90,000, but we had it. Isn't that incredible? I know of a church that has an awesome coffee shop that people just love to be in. I know of a church that you could even get a university degree at. I know of a church where nearly everyone is involved in something and often some things. I know of a church that takes Bible study really seriously, makes it important. I know of a church that prays and fasts. I'm going to learn about it anyway. I know of a church that its ministry locally has actually reduced violent crime and antisocial behavior, even in the statistics. Praise God. I know of a church that has reduced street drinking and antisocial behavior in the young people of the town. Come on, these are amazing things. I know of a church that's open to at least 2:30 on a Saturday night just for the people who are out. We call it a safe haven because it literally is a safe place to go and get help. And they're very tired right now. I know of a church that reaches lonely people. That reaches people to see the restoration of broken and hurting people. And it is seeing that. I know of a church that has a brilliant creche that's open all week. I know of a church that is full of generous, giving people. Financially and time and love and everything. And in their service. I know of a church that has vision. I know of a church that lives to see positive changes in lives. I know of a church that has a coffee shop that's open, but where the staff actually care about the people that come in. They don't just want to serve coffee and make money. They care about the people that are with them. I know of a church that is exciting and interesting. I know of a church that has midweek prayer meetings that people like going to and want to be there. I know of a church that has exceptional leadership. I did wince when I wrote that one down. But it's true. It has. Praise God. By the grace of God. I know of a church where the leadership, not just the senior leadership either, but the leadership are ordinary people that genuinely care. I know of a church where the leadership, the senior leadership, it's true of all of them, but this bit, the senior leadership, no, they have an anointing from God. They're called to do this, but they still clean the toilets, put out chairs, do DIY, do painting, clean up, do the hoovering and all that stuff because we're not superior. We're just senior. Anyway, I know of a church where the leadership lead by hearing God together. I know of a church where the church is not led by the people that make the loudest complaints, but only by what the world thinks, but by hearing God. I know of a church that is full of holy people. Whoa. I know a church which preaches faith, and faith is grown through the preaching that is preached. Something like that. I know of a church where fabulous opportunities are there for anyone who wants to grow. You just have to take hold of it. Nobody's going to baby you. Nobody's going to just carry you along. Nobody's going to control you. Nobody's going to manipulate you. But if you put your hand up and say, I will, you will be helped to have every opportunity that we can possibly do. As adults helping adults. I know of a church which believes in mission and believes outreach is essential. I know of a church which is a place to belong, where you will feel welcome home. I know of a church that's just great fun to be part of. I know where that comes from. I know of a church that believes Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and that there's no other way to the Father except through him. And I know of a church that knows collectively that it has the call of God upon it. That was my list. Wouldn't you want to be part of that church? If you read about that in Christianity magazine or the latest website, you think, wow, what a church! I want to move home. I want to be there. You're there. We're part of it. So why are we praying and fasting? Because we are where we are because we've prayed. But we need to go. We never just, oh, this is fine. This is great what we've got. We want to see more happening. We want to see more going on. We want to see more people saved, more healings, more miracles. A church that's growing and making a difference, a positive difference in a town. A church that is blessing the town and the region that it's part of. A church that doesn't just say this is good enough, because it's always saying we can go further. We're part of it. Amazing. Sorry, John. You can go on longer. That was just a list. It was a good list, wasn't it? But that's what we're praying and fasting. We're praying and fasting not because there's a disaster looming, but because we are successful. In 1756, the King of Britain, the King of Great Britain, called a national fast because of a looming French invasion. We are not expecting a looming French invasion. Okay, well, we're leaving them, I think, apparently. It's called Brexit. But we're not expecting an invasion of bad guys, of the demonic. We're already successful, but we will believe God for more. And that's why we will pray in September. That's why we will fast in September. Next week, I'll talk a bit about fasting. But this week, even, as we lead up to Days of Favor, which we'll launch next Sunday, that'll be a real key week of absolute prayer and fasting. Even this week, let's take extra time, even if it's 5 minutes, just to be before God. Just to say, God, speak to us. God, let your kingdom come. Pray that if you can't think what to pray in tongues. If you still aren't released in tongues, we can do that at the end of the service. But you can also just use the Lord's Prayer. Just keep asking. Let's just keep seeking. Let's just keep knocking. And we will pray until revival hits the church in this nation and the nation is changed and brought back from a brink where it's about to head over a cliff. Okay, it needs churches that will say enough is enough. We will see this nation change. We will see this nation as a godly nation. Not as some right-wing, chuck-out-all-the-lefty-ideas type thing. I'm just talking about bringing the Word of God as the platform upon which everything is built. A Word of God that says, this is right, and this is true, and this is kind, and this is love, and that's how we will live. A church that is learning to show unconditional love. Sorry, John. It's not my time to preach. So the rest of the notices.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.